All right. Well, a lot of people visiting Emporia here this week, Leland.
Well, that's right. If you've been paying attention, you've probably seen a lot of discs flying around our parks. It's that certainly that time of year, and the Glass Blown Open is underway. And for fans of disc golf, they'll remember this iconic tournament. It briefly became the Dynamic Disc Open, but if you've been following along, those two tournaments have now been split this year. So the Glass Blown Open returns under its original name and time in the calendar, and the Dynamic Disc Open, of course, will be the professional tour event later in the, just a couple of months away in June, actually. But the GBO is underway, and in fact, there's been some C-tier play already. But the proper tournament really kicks off Thursday with player check-in and then tournament play Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And so always exciting to have those disc golfers in town. They really love our community and certainly get out and their presence is felt.
Yeah, they'll be playing at the Country Club at Jones Park and also Peter Pan Park, and the big block party will be downtown Saturday night, and a big event
that's
expected to be. And a food truck festival. What, over 30 food trucks I think they have.
That's just it. It's a block party, food truck festival, vendor village. There'll be live music there at Bourbon Cowboy. Saturday evening will be quite the celebration. You'll want to, even if you don't catch the players on course, you'll want to get downtown and at least take in the festivities and celebrate with those players and, of course, get a great bite to eat at one of our local food trucks.
So what else are you working on there at Visit Emporia, Leland?
Well, it's not just the disc golf tournament. There's so much going on this weekend in particular, but really I think that's going to be the modus operandi moving forward. This is kind of event season for Emporia as we get into the warmer months. But for those that enjoy a challenge, they might want to take on riding the bull at Bourbon Cowboy on Thursday. The bull is back. So that's always a good time. Of course, Bridges and Backroads performing Friday night at the Emporia Granada Theater. That's two Grammy-nominated artists along with Grammy winner Billy Dean, and so really talented performers there. There is an event that I'm pretty excited about, Sad Mad Glad. Beacon for Hope is partnering with Social Innovation Lab for an activation there at the public library. What else do we've got? Of course, we talked about Run With It performing at Bourbon Cowboy that Saturday night during the block party downtown. So a lot happening, a lot of live music in Emporia these days. The biggest thing I can just remind people is head over to our website at visitemporia.com. Check out the events to see what's going on. And if you know of something that's missing from that calendar, by all means, add it in there. Everyone has the opportunity to add an event that they might be hosting or drop a line about something. We try to catch everything and get it on here, but we certainly rely on folks uploading their own events and keeping the community well-informed about what's going on.
So, Unbound is not that far away now. Not that far away at
it
all.
It is. We're about 30 days.
Do you have any updates? Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame, Leland, coming up this year?
We certainly do. Well, our 2023 inductees have been announced, and we will recognize those four inductees at the banquet on Wednesday, May 31st.
Okay.
The public is invited to join. Tickets for dinner, it's a fundraising dinner. They're $75. Or for $10, people can just watch the ceremony only and not have dinner with us. But one of those inductees this year, actually a couple of them, I should give our community more credit. You might recognize most of these names. Of course, Yuri Hoswald, former champion of the event, the infamous Year of the Mud, 2015. Yuri had an amazing victory there. Allison Tetrick, who's also won Unbound Gravel. But then Joel Dyke, who has passed away, is no longer with us. But Joel is one of the original co-founders. Joel is the one who went up to Trans Iowa back in 2005. Had an amazing experience and came back and said, geez, we really ought to do this down here in the Flint Hills. And so I'm very excited to see him being recognized and honored with an induction.
All right, we can't wait. We'll get you on sometime to go into more specifics on the Gravel Cycling Hall of Fame. Leland, thank you. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
Leland Danes, Director of Visit Emporia. 654, 48 degrees. Good morning.
The traditional work week has been Monday through Friday with just 2 days to yourself. But Norfolk Iron and Metal is changing that with their new weekend shift, including a weekend premium rate. Work three.